This is the city. Howell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Wednesday as we have items sent to us from the Powell Police Department to start things off. Covering activity from a few days ago. Big traffic stop form. Warning for speeding. Stop speeding. This on West 7th. Traffic complaint. Allen Road received a complaint of a dark colored car that was weaving in and out of traffic. I blame Detective McClain. Or Jason Bourne, maybe.
Oh, there you go. I'm in the middle of the Bourne movies again.
Yeah, he was always shooting, and he always had, like, not the best car.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, a little tiny little car, and he was grinding gears up. Hey, he could outdrive anybody.
So, Oh, yeah.
So this might have been Jason Bourne on Allen Road, or just somebody goofing around. Let's see, animals, dogs running, child welfare, on East 2nd, report of a baby been crying and screaming for 10 minutes. Officers respond advised that the only thing they found was a dog that was whining and barking. Ugly baby. Look at that ugly baby's crying. That's a dog. What?
That's the world's hairiest baby. Quick, call Guinness.
But the baby is talented. It could scratch its ear with its leg.
And boy, can it fetch.
Man,
that's a hairy
baby. It's a baby. Prowler, West 7th, received a report from a resident who advised someone was walking around outside their apartment and shining a light in the bedroom window.
Uh-oh.
Officers responded, checked an extensive area around the apartment, didn't locate any discernible footprints or anyone out and about. The RP was advised, disposition, nothing found. Nobody was out at 11 o'clock on Sunday night.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'll vouch for that. So, I certainly wasn't out.
Yeah,
so.
They could have been. I wouldn't have seen them.
Yeah. Traffic stop, South Bernard. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a citation, driving under suspension and warning for expired registration. Well, they didn't go in to get their new tabs because their license was suspended.
Was that wrong?
And then
should I not have done that?
And then if you live in a small town, Russ, like Powell, Wyoming, the cops know who had their license suspended, and you drive by, hey! Here's that guy. So,
you want anonymity.
Yeah.
Head somewhere bigger.
Yeah. Animal stray north of Zorka. Golden doodle type dog. So,
you sure it wasn't a baby?
Brought into the law enforcement center.
I got a doodle baby.
Those doodles. Doodles are into everything. So, disturbance. South Jones. Received a complaint of loud music coming from inside a residence. Officers responded, contact the resident who was sitting in their vehicle listening to music. They turned it down. So sometimes your car stereo is better than the one you have inside your house.
These days, more often than not.
Yeah, so that's how that works. So other law violation, East Coulter, received a report of a woman panhandling. An officer responded, the woman gone on arrival, disposition. Gone on arrival. Can't we come up with another name than panhandling? I mean, doesn't that seem like, we're back in the 30s, you know? So there you go. He's panhandling. He got a pan. So
I had a buddy who he would delight in it. It's kind of mean, but somebody would come, hey, got any extra money? And he'd pull out his wallet and he'd go through and he'd go, 1, 2, 3. He goes, nope, no extra.
Nope, none of that. Sorry. So, but if somebody actually had an actual pan, I would probably... clink some quarters in it,
maybe.
But not just someone with their arm. Yeah, come on. So, let's see. Animal lost. Shoshone Street received a report of a lost dog. An officer found it moments later. Returned to the owner. Disposition. Dispatch handled. So the person lost their dog, and then, I'm not leaving the house. I'll just have the cop find it. Right? So.
First, immediately call law enforcement.
Yeah, well, first thing. So. Let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. They include, parking problem, Shadow Street.
Ooh.
Flatbed trailer parked next to an empty lot on the street. Oh, no. What are we going to do? So, traffic stop at Yankee Car Wash. Driver arrested for DUI. This occurring at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Let's see what the arrest was for. It was a 29-year-old out of Lovell arrested for DUI, controlled substance, second offense within 10 years, possession of controlled narcotic, Schedule 1 or 2, possession of a controlled substance, powder, and failure to signal.
Ah!
So let's add that. So,
hey, that guy sounds like he was packing some serious ammunition there.
And then this occurring, of course, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So, of course, we have been talking about during COVID times, there's no drinking hour.
I guess not.
It's every hour. But this guy had his drugs, too. And, of course, the drugs made him not use his turn signal.
Well, what are you doing today? Oh, I thought I'd get drunk and wash the car.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. So, at 1 in the afternoon. So, let's see. Disturbance, Pioneer Avenue. RP states her neighbors downstairs are yelling and slamming doors. Disposition assistance given. This occurring at 4:30 in the afternoon when the couple downstairs got home from work. So, there you go. Let's see. Traffic. Traffic stop, Walmart, warning issue, just says warning. It's hard telling what you're doing around Walmart. Could be speeding, could just be backing into people and crashing. Everything happens at Walmart, so.
I'm warming up for the Derby.
Yeah. Child welfare, Shamrock Apartments.
Hey.
RP wants to talk to an officer about something that happened at Shamrock Apartments. Disposition assistance given. Doesn't say. Just something happened.
Well,
okay, well, yeah, every day. So
at least things happen.
Yeah. Harassment, Shoshone Court Apartments. RP would like to speak to an officer regarding ongoing harassment. You know, when you get ongoing harassment, even at 4 in the morning, yeah, I've had it. So that's But that's part of the fun, too, of living in an apartment. So
true.
There you go. So,
very true.
Parking problem on 16th, trailer park near the back entrance of Albertsons, creating a hazard. Disposition assistance given. I don't know how it's creating a hazard, you know, actively creating one.
Well, maybe if you come flying around the building.
Yeah, I suppose that would be. Or every 10 minutes it shoots fireworks out.
Ooh, that'd be fun. I'd go watch that. It's coming up any minute now.
Here it goes.
Oh, look at it go.
Drug-related occurring in Cody, the whole town. RP would like to speak to an officer regarding drug activity. Disposition, CK. So.
Look at these people. They all must be high.
Yeah, they have to be. Or maybe I'm going to take my pills now. So, threats, Pioneer Avenue, RP states below listed persons making threats to beat up the RP. Disposition, unable to assist. So basically the cops say, yeah, you sort of need to be beat up. So.
Call us back after you're beaten.
Yeah, please. Disturbance on Pioneer Avenue again. RP would like to speak to an officer regarding her neighbor screaming and yelling, making threats. RP would also like to speak to someone about the dog at this apartment being off a leash. Assistance, Kevin. So no wonder you people are threatening to beat the guy up. So keep calling the cops on him. And their dog.
You call the cops one more time, and I'm going to get you.
The dog's off a leash, too. Okay, so... let's see, welfare check, 18th Street, female subject advised she was going to kill herself unless Helena Police Department lifted the restraining order against a male subject so she could make contact with the subject, and calling the Cody Police for the Helena Police Department. So maybe it's because the Cody cops talk their lingo. So they know cop talk.
Well, And that's a surefire strategy there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey.
Yeah. Threaten the local cops and then the Helena cops, too. So,
well, I wonder where the guy stands on all this. He's like, God, keep her away.
Yeah. It could be. Yeah. So she can make contact with the subject. So.
I love you.
Yeah. Yeah. That always works. So
hopefully she can get some help.
Yeah. Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where Tim is the original Golden Doodle over there.